Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
What a great day to be a St. Louisan. Saturday, April 6th. That was some day yesterday, and today you get Cardinal baseball all over again. That's the great thing about baseball is you have a game every day. Ollie Marmol was at the Zach Brown Show last night with Matt Carpenter and Daniel Descalzo, and Ollie had a big smile on his face. I would, too, if I were at Adam Wainwright's concert, but also if I had won the first two home games, and that's exactly what the Cardinals have done. Great start to their season. They started the whole thing. Then the SLU women won, and then the Blues didn't hold up their end of the bargain. They lost at San Jose, but they had a win at the Dome, as just described in the news. You had City playing to a draw at City Park. I'm sure they're fine with that. We'll talk to Lutz Fahnensteel about that in just a little bit. But what a day. You know, what a day, really. I mean, all the things that happen in downtown St. Louis all at once, but also at Chaffetz Arena, at SIUE, where SLU played. What a great sports region we have. Honestly, I mean, think about just for a moment what we had yesterday. And I know there's some big cities in the country, but you tell me a city that had sports pumping throughout it like St. Louis did yesterday. Not even Phoenix. I mean, Phoenix has the Final Four, but, you know, what else is rolling there right now? I guess you got, did the Diamondbacks play at home? I mean, you know, so, like, it's special around here. You can puff your chest out a little bit. You can hold your head up high if you're a St. Louis. And you live in a great sports town. And that won't be the last time. They'll all be playing down there again. There will be a day where the Cardinals, Blues, City, maybe even the Battlehawks, all have a home game at the same time or on the same day where you can just walk Clark and then take Broadway or 4th up north to the Dome. I wonder how many people, if there's anyone out there that hit all three, that did, I'm sure there are, that hit Cardinals, City, Battlehawks, that said, let's do all three. Let's leave the City game a little early so we can watch some of the Battlehawks.
All three, that's a rough one.
I know, that's wild.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you could have squeezed in the Zach Brown Show on top of that, but it's possible. Zach didn't go on stage till 9. You would have missed Adam. Adam Wainwright was good last night. We'll get Ollie's review about that. Chris May was also at the show. We'll get his review at Chaffetz Arena, his home arena. What a day for Chris. You talk about a smile on his face. Guy hires Josh Schertz officially, and then his women's team goes out and wins the WNIT championship. Not many teams get to finish a season cutting the nets down. Very few. Just a handful. Couple in men's, couple in women's get to do something like that. So congratulations to Rebecca Tillett's team. Chris May will be with us at 10:30. The Cardinals, we'll talk to Ollie Marmol about them in 6 minutes. He is going to join us at 10:15. Good day for Steven Matz. Good day for Yvonne Herrera. The battery was very good yesterday for the Cards. Pedro Pajes has been called up, so we'll get the catching situation lined up with Ollie and any injury updates that he has for us. John Mozeliak will also follow that with an interview live at 11:30 here on the show. For the SLU women, they beat Minnesota 69-50, and they win the first WNIT championship in program history. That's coming up with Chris May, as well as a conversation about Josh Schertz. And I think that Chris, I'm not sure how many interviews he's done, if any, but this will be good to catch up with him live here on KMOX at 10:30. We like to reserve that little segment for SLU there at 10:30. At 10:45, the president of McKelvey Homes, Jim Brennan, with a big announcement about a new charity that they were supporting. He was also there last night at the Cardinal Glennon Live event, Glennon Live, with Zach Brown Band and Adam Wainwright. 11:15, Lutz Fan and Steel. And Lutz, with a 0-0 draw, both goaltenders were very good. Dallas played without a couple of key players, both out with injuries, and they were able to survive a 0-0 game. So congratulations to them. But I think City will be okay with a point. You want to start getting some three-pointers here. But it was an exciting, if a 0-0 game can be, actually an exciting scoreless draw at City Park, where they have not lost this season, and they've only lost one time in the last 10 matches. So that was pretty great. And they'll host Austin on Sunday. Nice little Sunday game for you, MLS, next weekend. That's, of course, on Y98FM. And then the Battlehawks. I mean, you just can't say enough about what they do down there. They draw 40,000 people. And, yeah, you know, there is a little bit of that Stan Kroenke hate that still exists. It's a bit of a message, if you will, a digit, if you will, to Stan for what they think about him leaving. But this is a great sports town. It's a great football town. This is what people like to do. They like to tailgate, and they like sports around here. They go to soccer games. They go to baseball games. They go to football games. This is a football town. Come out here on Friday night. Go look at these high school stadiums. They're full, and they're talent running around out on the field. This is a football town. Don't let anyone tell you differently, ever. I mean, it just is. And they put 40,000 in the dome for a UFL game. And again, I think the UFL is still relatively new to people. The Battlehawks roster is a little more familiar. You got some of the same players coming back. But the whole experience is still very new. And the fans are like, whatever, we're buying in 40,000. Let's go. Let's go party. And they know, they understand what it means to fill the dome in downtown St. Louis. For downtown to take on all of those people is great. And the Battlehawks won the game. They put on a nice show for them, won on a last-second field goal, and they win it 27-24. Probably the UFL should think a little bit differently. Maybe they should have opened the season in St. Louis. I know they're going to close the season in St. Louis, but maybe they should think about other cities that don't have NFL. Maybe that's a nice little pattern that they could follow. You know, I mean, this is still the largest market without an NFL team, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that it was great to, again, I was at the Zach Brown show, but I saw plenty of highlights, saw the video. That is fun for me to be able to see that happen. Battlehawks lost the first one at Michigan 18-16, but they win at the Dome. That is the largest crowd to see a spring football game. I get it, like at Alabama for their spring game, they draw like 90,000 people. This is an organized football game in the spring against an opponent. There's never been a larger crowd, 40,317 fans at the Dome. Someday, will they fill that to capacity? Maybe. They have to be able to staff it, of course, and have it fully staffed and fully cleaned and, you know, all the food and drink and everything else running through there to handle 66,000 people. But they certainly have done it before, because when the Rams were good, they filled the place. And when the Rams started taking talent away and tanking, fans still came out. Football town. Ollie Marmol is back after this. The Cardinals manager next on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning, sponsored by Graybar.
Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer care.
Tom Ackerman with you in our studios of KMOX Radio, the home of the St. Louis Cardinals, who yesterday did this.
A big lead for Anderson. He goes for second base. Here's a ground ball headed toward the third baseman. Arenado throws across, a Redbird winner. Garcia grounds out third to first, and this ball game has come to an end. And the Cardinals have won back-to-back series as they light up St. Louis after a Redbird winner. 3-1 today over Miami.
Save for Ryan Helsley. Nice play there by Arenado, by the way, to finish that game. Cardinals win it 3-1. Joining us is the aforementioned Oliver Marmol, the manager of the Cardinals. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great. I mentioned that the Adam Wainwright performance last night was very good at the Zach Brown Band Show. You were there supporting Glennon live. Good times.
It was a good time. We were there. Myself, Scalzo, a couple other guys. I went out with Schumacher and Karp, and it was a good group out there supporting Wayno. He did a really nice job. It was a fun night.
I like that you're hanging with Schumacher. That's cool. And the manager of the Marlins, he's having a tough time right now. He's 0-9. I mean, you're going to try to put it on him today and finish the sweep, but he'll turn that thing around. He's a good manager.
Yep. He's a very good manager. I love that guy. He does a really nice job. And that group will be fine, man. He leads well, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I agree. Do more people talk to you out in public when you get a win like that? Like, hey, buddy. Hey, Ollie. How you doing, man?
Man, I'll tell you what. Even last year, as rough as it was, in public, people are extremely nice here in St. Louis, very supportive to myself and my family whenever we're out and about. Zero complaints there.
That's good. Yeah, no, it is. It's a great sports town. You know how passionate they are. You know how much they
Absolutely.
Love the Cardinals. And you love the Cardinals. I mean, you've been with this organization for a long time, and you know how big it is. So I asked you before the ceremony how you would soak it in. Tell me, before we get into these last couple of games, what sure. Thursday was like for you.
It was awesome. It was just good to be back on the field here at Busch in front of our own fans. It was a long road trip, a tough one from a who we were playing standpoint, from going to the Arizona for the exhibition games to LA to San Diego. So it was really good to be home. But then I love coming around home plate and shaking those guys' hands and just the responsibility that comes with that. We've talked about it quite a bit and getting to talk to Holiday and Tony and that, it was just awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, what a great, great scene. And then, you know, tough game. I mean, Skip gave you a tough game, and you had a deficit to make up late, and you did. You explode for 5 late runs to pull out of there with an 8-5 victory. It tells you something about your team, and you started 5 very young players and relatively inexperienced players, although some of them have been starting for a little while, but a young team out there that got the job done.
No doubt. And that morning was a busy morning, man. We had a trying to figure out if Contreras can go. Donovan and both of them needed the extra day. Karp with the oblique goes on the IL. We try to get Pajes here. We throw in 2 lefties in Ciani and Burleson in the lineup, and they did a really nice job. And that first play of the game, Ciani comes in and makes that diving play and just sets the tone for the defense for the day. He did a really nice job. Burleson with a big hit. Different guys are contributing, and there's a lot of fight in this group, and it's been fun to watch them.
Absolutely. You mentioned Contreras. Anything new on him? What is the latest there?
Yeah, he's feeling better. Yesterday was better than the previous day. I'm going to get with him here shortly and figure out what's next, but our hope is that he's able to go tomorrow by staying away from him today.
Okay, gotcha. Herrera's been good, and I think that this was the plan, is to have Herrera ready to go, and boy, he shows some power, even that near grand slam in L.A., too. I mean, this guy can hit the ball. He can drive it. And also Pajes called up. So tell us about those two just at the ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Herrera's done a really nice job defensively. He does a great job behind the plate. His preparation has been a ton better, and he's more confident with it now at this level. Offensively, he's a big bat. He drives the ball all over the park, uses the whole field, and just takes a professional bat. He knows what he's doing in the box. Pajes is a great story, man. This is a guy that I would say middle of last spring training just really changed his work ethic. And rather than having the mentality of, man, I'm not sure if I'll ever get there, he just, man, I'm not going to have any regrets, and I'm going to put everything on the line. And if I don't get there, then so be it. But I'm going to make it hard on them. So it's really cool to be able to call him up and see him walk up to the office here at Busch Stadium and congratulate him, because he's put in a lot of work over the last several years to be able to make this possible.
That's exciting, and it has to be incredibly exciting. Absolutely. For his family. I mean, wow, that's really, really great. Then you look at your outfield. You know, you've had to deal with so much there. Edman, you've known, was going to be gone for a while. Carlson, you found out right before the Major League season starts, the regular season. He's out for a while. We knew, of course, that Nootbaar was going to be out for a little bit, although it looks like Lars is very close to returning for you.
Yeah, I spoke with Lars this morning on my drive in, and he's health-wise, he's feeling a lot better. He's trying to get some at-bats underneath his belt. If you think of it, I think he got 9 at-bats in spring before we had to shut him down, so he really didn't have a true spring training. So he's trying to get his rhythm and timing. He's going to DH a full game today in Indianapolis for Memphis, and he's going to call me after the game, and we'll talk through what's next for him.
Of course, everyone wants to ask me, and therefore you, what you're going to do when guys start to get healthy. I'm like, well, you look, I mean,
what a good problem to have, huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of outfielders. You will say Scott and Walker took the job and ran with it, though, didn't they?
They've done a nice job. Man, I'm so proud of Scott to come up here, be sent down, and to, hey, start your season in AAA, and then to have the need immediately and have him back up here, and for him to step up the way he has. He should be proud of the work he's done, because defensively, he is putting on a show. I mean, some of the balls that he gets, they may look easy, but I'm telling you, they're not easy plays. The one last night was amazing and saved us some runs, but I'm super proud of both of them. Walker's put in a ton of work, man. You think about where he was last year defensively to some of the things that we're seeing this year, and it's a completely different player, and he's going to continue to build on that. I mean, he has the traits to become a good outfielder. He's super athletic, and he cares, and those are two things that you want. So he's putting it together, and both of them have done a really nice job.
Here's that play by Victor.
The 2-2 pitch is hit sharply to center field. Victor Scott on the move. He looks up over his shoulder, and he makes the play up against the center field wall. On the run, straight away from home plate. He threw the glove up, made the catch, and ran into that center field wall 400 feet from home plate. Nice play, Victor Scott. He makes it look easy.
It's not often that a play makes me yell out loud, but I went, oh, my goodness, wow. I mean, it's just crazy good by Victor Scott. So let me ask you pitching before we go. Just a couple minutes left with Ollie Marmol. I guess I should start with Sonny Gray, because I know, and I don't know if anything is final on that, what his next move is.
Yeah, we're actually going to sit down as soon as we hang up here and discuss that very topic of what's that going to look like for him moving forward, and we should have an answer here shortly.
Gotcha. And then yesterday, Steven Matz, again, another step forward for him. He looked pretty good.
Looked really good. Pitching with confidence, and that's the biggest thing for him. Fastball's coming out of his hand really well. The velo's there. It's moving well. And he's pairing it with that little cutter slider changeup mix, and he's getting some defensive swings, and he's doing a really nice job. So we're continuing to build him up. I believe 81 pitches first time out. He threw 85 or so yesterday. We'll get him up to 90, 95 next time out, and then let him loose. But we're seeing a really confident version of Steven Matz.
Definitely. And you know, one thing that you and I talked about in the last visit here was the fact that when pitchers go deep, your bullpen not only has fewer innings to pitch, but they settle into roles. And I know that's important for you, is seeing
really
that. Yep, that's happening.
It is happening. And once we get healthy, same thing will happen to our lineup, where it'd be great for guys to just know, here's where I'm playing and here's where I'm hitting in the lineup. And our bullpen is shaping up that way as well, where guys are defining their roles. And Helsley being a 3-out, 9th-inning guy, and JoJo and Kittredge splitting that 8th and 7th based on situation and where we are as far as creating lanes in that lineup. And Gio could get in there and stop an inning. Libby could come in and stop an inning. I mean, they're starting to define these roles themselves. And April's an interesting month when it comes to managing the pen, because you want to make sure you have these guys in May and June, July, and all the way through. And there's a lot of injuries in April and coming out of spring training. So we want to be able to use these guys appropriately, and we'll continue to do so.
Kyle Gibson gets the start today. Cardinals and Marlins at 1:15, pregame at 12:20 here on KMOX. Ollie, we appreciate this. Thanks for being with us.
No, I appreciate that.
Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol with us on KMOX. When we come back, the athletic director at St. Louis University, what a day he had. Chris May is with us. Sports on a Sunday morning on the home of the Cardinals and the Billikens, KMOX.
Tom Ackerman.
What a display of energy and effort for SLU. The St. Louis Billikens winning 11 of their last 12 games to take home the WNIT championship.
What a scene. CBS Sports Network with the call. And joining us on the line is the athletic director at St. Louis University. What a day for him and his university. That's Chris May. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you doing?
Doing great. I wrapped up the evening in your building, as you did as well, to see the Zach Brown Band play and Adam Wainwright on a day when the women weren't allowed to play in there because there was a concert. They play at SAUE, they win, then they get honored at the concert. They got announced there. It was a special day for everybody. What a victory. What a performance. 69-50, Chris.
Yeah, it was what a great run for, you know, Rebecca and the team and their postseason. They've just got something about postseason. But yesterday, when you go in and you take it to a Big Ten team like we did yesterday, couldn't have been more proud. Couldn't have been more proud of Kyla McMakin in her final college game, and she did such a great job as a Billiken. Peyton Kennedy, the most outstanding player of the tournament, was just an absolute machine. And really, the energy in Julie Martinez, I mean, unbelievable. 10 boards off the bench. So it was great to see our women 2 years in a row cut nets down. That was that's pretty great for our program, and it's just another step in the development.
You know, I've been around that team a lot, as you know, and some of those players were brought over by Rebecca from Longwood. Some of those players did not play for Rebecca, but they bought in, they gelled as a team, and that is a tribute to the coach, isn't it?
It for sure is. And Rebecca and I spoke. I think we think they played their best defensive game of the year yesterday against a big, strong, physical Minnesota team. And she has a way, the way she teaches the game, the way she brings them together, really with the goal of playing their best basketball at the end of the season. I think it really showed in this WNIT. They were close. We had Markevia got hurt in the A-10 tournament when we got beat. And so they clearly continue to get better and better. But to see the joy in those kids' faces and the accomplishment that they earned yesterday, it was a really great day for our women's program. And then saw them in the arena last night as the crowd acknowledged the championship before the concert last night. It was just a great day for our women's team.
It was very, very special, without a doubt. How did you find Rebecca Tillett?
Well, you know, we went into the market, and how I got her name, I got her name from Gino. Gino Auriemma. I talked to Gino, I talked to Don Staley, I talked to some of the great ones in women's basketball, and he came to me and said, hey, there's somebody at Longwood that you really need to talk to. And you know, from the minute we spoke, it was real clear that our values and our vision for women's basketball were very similar. And I think you know, her first 2 years, you know, the results show for themselves, but I think the best is clearly yet to come. I think she's building an amazing foundation with our team, with our program, how we want to play, and the future is very, very bright for our women's basketball team.
Chris May is with us, athletic director at St. Louis University, who has also landed a new men's basketball coach. Josh Schertz, officially named yesterday, led Indiana State to a 32-win season, their best year since 1979 when Larry Bird was shooting buckets in Terre Haute, and this team is dynamic, and now their coach comes over and perhaps some of the players. But first I want to get to the coach and tell us how this journey and this search took place.
Well, it was quite a journey, I'll tell you that. But, you know, there were what was really great about it. And anytime you go through a change, it's not easy. There are people you worked with that you care for that are really good people that we just couldn't get to where we needed to get to. So we go into the search, and we had a short list of people, you know, right away. And, you know, Josh was at the top of a short list. But what was fascinating about the journey was we heard from many really high level people in college basketball. And when you go in, when you start calling and making calls and you start talking to people in the game and you start talking to people in the game about Josh, it became very evident that what he brought to the table, we felt was a really great mix for what we were looking for. You know, we were first and foremost looking for someone with a lifetime. I had, an old AD coach tell me one time, it's all about lifetime batting percentage and lifetime win percentage. And Josh is just one. I think his lifetime percentage right now is like 789. He did such a great job at Lincoln Memorial, such a great job at Indiana State. So, you know, he took two programs that weren't in a great space and turned Indiana State fast and won a lot of games. You know, you look at Josh, this is his sixth time winning 30 games in a season. So looking for people who have had high levels of winning. Then you look at, we wanted, you know, what are their efficiencies? I study offensive and defensive efficiencies a lot. And there was it's an area that we need to get better at. And his numbers just jump off the paper. I mean, it's off the charts how efficient his teams play. And then you look at how connected they are with their team. You look at how connected they are with the young people that they work with. And I think when you saw Josh with the season they had this year and the connection he had with his student athletes was something truly special. And then you just start talking to guys who may have called their games and, you know, on TV. You start talking to people who've been in their press conferences. You start talking to people in the community. And everybody to a person, you start talking to athletic directors in the league, you start talking to commissioner, you talk to a lot of people. And everybody says, this guy is a flat out winner. And if he were at SLU, he could ignite that place. And so, you know, you go on and on, you talk to national, then you take a step to the national people. I talk to whether it's Jay Billis or you talk to Brad Stevens or Dusty May and all these people. And they all talk about the high level of work and the focus on the commitment to excellence that Josh has. And it just started to fit. And so, you know, we targeted real narrowly at a guy we thought that could be great here. The more I've talked and worked with Josh, you know, from the start, he's a value driven leader, similar to our program and what we believe. He builds trust real fast. He's committed to excellence. But his real connectivity with his team, with the community, is, I think, unbelievably exceptional. And I think he's going to do great things here at St. Louis. So we are so proud to have Josh coming to be our head coach. I'm going to meet him in the office this afternoon. We got the big press conference open to the public in Chaffetz Arena tomorrow at 10. But this is a great moment for our program, and we couldn't be more proud to be welcoming Josh and Natalia's wife and the boys to come join the Billiken community. And, you know, just last night at the concert, I can't tell you how many people, you know, came up and congratulated and were so fired up for both our women's team and for Josh Schertz coming to be our men's coach. So it was it's a great time for us.
I'll know that he's going to say this tomorrow and answer this question tomorrow, but my question is, what attracted him to SLU? I mean, I think it says a lot about St. Louis University that he chose you.
Well, you know, he'll answer that better. But we believe, and you know, on the release, he said some things a couple things I think really are really important. We've got unbelievable alignment in supporting men's basketball. We've been able to put the assets together to really compete at a high level. You walk into the O'Loughlin Family Champion Center, it sends a message, and I can't wait to welcome his family into it today. He's seen all the videos, I think he'll tell you he believes we can be an absolute elite men's basketball program here in St. Louis. That's our vision. Our vision is to win A-10 championships and make runs in the NCAA tournament with the ultimate prize of getting to a Final Four and winning the big one. And so, I think he believes that we can do it there. We believe we can do it with him. We think he's the right leader to take us to that step. And we couldn't be more proud. I couldn't be more proud to be welcoming he and his family here today.
I know my first question that I asked in the open about players, or what I suggested about players, is still in development, is it not? I mean, if you would be able to see if some of his players could join. Well, that's still an unknown.
Well, Tom, in today's world of, you know, who knows? Who knows? You know, those are deep relationships that are built, and, you know, you got to – Josh is so appreciative and appreciative of what Indiana State, the opportunity it gave him and what he was able to do. But at the end of the day, young people often play for coaches. And so, you know, we'll see how that develops in today's world of the portal. Young people can transfer and play, you know, as long as they're moving along academically towards a degree, they can play, they can move. And it's just a new environment in college basketball. But it's also an environment that Josh and I talked about a lot in how to manage the portal and how what it's going to take. And we feel really great about where we are and what the prospects look like in building a championship team for the Billikens real fast.
What a day. What a day. Saturday, they're finally able to officially announce Josh Schertz, and the women win the WNIT championship. I'll tell you what, Chris, very, very few teams get to end a year cutting nets down. I mean, you can count them on one hand. So it's pretty impressive.
And it's just one of those great moments where it's a part of building a program. And when Rebecca and I spoke right away, they were at the A-10 tournament. We spoke about, you know, what do we think about the WNIT? And we're like, yeah, let's roll the sleeves up and go. And the kids were fired up to play, and they're fired up to keep getting better. They go beat two Big Ten teams. That's a big, big step for our program. It's as Rebecca spoke yesterday, the end goal is to be in the NCAA tournament and make runs with the women as well. But this is a step in that maturation and growth that we feel really great about.
Thank you very much for doing this. We'll see you on the Chaffetz Arena floor tomorrow morning.
You got it, Tom. Thank you. And hopefully all Billiken Nation will come join us. It's going to be a great day.
I'm sure they will. That's Chris May, the athletic director at St. Louis University. I also noticed that I received an email from SLU yesterday asking me if I wanted to buy season tickets. So they are already pumping that marketing arm of the university's athletics department, as well they should. That's going to be a fun atmosphere. I'd probably jump on that now if you can. 10:46, quick break. Back with more sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, sponsored by Gray Bar. Welcome back to the show. It is Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. Wow, great to visit with Ollie Marmol, with Chris May, both of them at the show last night. What a day we had with Cardinals and the Blues on the road. But City, the Battlehawks, everybody played. SLU women, really nice day in St. Louis. And also playing at Chaffetz Arena was the Zac Brown Band. Opening was Adam Wainwright, and Adam did a terrific job. In fact, I was really pleased that they asked me to introduce Adam. You know, I've known Waino since he was a rookie, and you know, to be able to share that moment with him briefly, just to be up on stage and say, "Now on stage, Adam Wainwright," is kind of a cool thing. And he killed it. He played a half-hour set and was great. And in the house also was our next guest, the president of McKelvey Homes, Jim Brennan, who was also on the board of directors of Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, which that show benefited, and I know you had a great time.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for being there, and thanks for raising a whole bunch of money. Not only did you introduce Adam, but you started off the funding need, which I think set a new record. We raised $1.5 million last night just at the funding need to help those kids that need health care that don't have the resources to pay for it themselves.
Cardinal Glennon, how do they pull this off? I mean, they have these huge shows. Zac Brown, last year it was Tim McGraw. I mean,
and Brad Paisley.
Paisley?
I tell you, my wife Rose, who's sitting right next to me here, she's loved country music for years. And I think I've converted over to country after last night's Zac Brown concert.
Yeah.
He was fabulous.
He's awesome.
And
I told
Waino,
you, right?
What can that guy not do? Maybe he should run for president. I don't know.
Well, that could be in his future. Waino is just very wholesome, you know. And somebody told me, I can't remember who it was, like maybe he needs to have an edgy song in there, you know, just to like round it out. But he was so good. I mean, the chord progressions, the writing, it was tight. He had a great band behind him. He sounds good. His guitar is good. The lighting was good. It was big time. I mean, Adam delivered last night, as he always did as a Cardinal when the lights were on.
He really did. And I tell you, I don't know what the name of the song was, but he talked about his son and how important it is. You could see how passionate he is about everything he does. Adam helped us with the Homers for Health years ago at Cardinal Glennon, which we raised money for every home run hit with Matt Holliday and Leslie Holliday. And Rose and I got to meet him down in Jupiter, and he's the real deal. What a nice guy he is. And Matt Carpenter, who was there last night, I would love to get a selfie of him, but there was a whole line of people.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, and he's so gracious allowing it, so I just welcomed him back to St. Louis. We've just been so blessed with our Cardinals here.
Absolutely. I kind of whiffed on getting a picture with Waino, and for that matter, I saw Waino and Zach talk to each other, meet each other backstage, and I didn't get a picture of that either. I just, like, you know, being backstage, I didn't know you're supposed to taking pictures of everybody.
How do you get back there?
It was cool nonetheless. The other thing that you're doing, and again, thank you for all you do for Cardinal Glennon, but you have continually raised money for charities in St. Louis through your business, McKelvey Homes. Tell me about this last one, Ronald McDonald Foundation. You've raised a lot of money just in this last quarter.
Well, Tom, my parents taught me that it's important to give back to the community. And my wife, Rose, who's sitting here next to me, always says, no one should be hungry, no one should be without health care, and no one should not have a place to live. And so Ronald McDonald House takes care of people that have children that are in hospitals, and where do they stay? And so Dan Harbaugh is a good friend. He's done a fabulous job in building a new facility now between Cardinal Glennon and St. Louis Children's Hospital. And so he asked us for help. And for every home we sold in the first quarter, McKelvey Homes is giving $1,898 to the Ronald McDonald House. And I'm happy to say we sold 32 homes. So I've got a check for $60,736, I think it is, for Ronald McDonald House.
That's big time.
We started that program last year with you, Tom, really, on KMOX, doing something special, and contributed to four different charities last year. And I'm happy to report this second quarter, what we're going to do is support Habitat for Humanity here in St. Louis. Kimberly McKinney just does an outstanding job. They've currently got 28 homes being built in St. Louis, and it's really a helping hand. Not only do they require the people to put in 300 hours of sweat equity on every home, they train them how to budget, how to maintain their home, and it's really a helping hand. So we're proud to be associated with supported Habitat for Humanity for several years, and it's just a wonderful organization, keeping the money here locally in St. Louis to help those have a home of their own. And, you know, we're blessed that we're able to build homes for people, but there's nothing like having your own home. It is, without a doubt, the American dream.
And why do you donate $18.98 for every home sold because it's the year that you were founded, 1898.
That's right. I wasn't around then, but James McKelvey was a building commissioner here in the city of St. Louis and started a building company back then. And so to kind of celebrate, it's now our 126th year in business. No other builder in St. Louis can say that. But 126 years, you know, we pride ourselves on our locations, our integrity, our quality union construction, and our designs. We've got some fabulous designs. Our three sons work with us. And, you know, I know we've got one community out in Chesterfield, and some of my friends say, I know, Jim, you had nothing to do with that because it's modern and you're too old.
No, it looks great. And all that you do at McKelvey, we appreciate. We, of course, appreciate your partnership here at KMOX. And thank you for the great run continuing.
Tom, I can't thank you enough. It was great seeing you and Angie last night. All the different charities, in addition to all the sporting events you do. It's an exciting time here in St. Louis, so thank you.
My pleasure. Good times. Thank you, and thank you, Rose, for being here. Jim Brennan, President McKelvey Homes, with us on KMOX. Speaking of great runs, just got word that we are going to be joined at 11:45 by a woman who just attended her 67th consecutive home opener for the Cardinals. 67 in a row. That's going to close out the show today. John Mozeliak at 11:30. Lutz Fantasy at 11:15. All kinds of sports to lead off at 11. This is KMOX.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.